"What?" he exclaimed. "Are you quitting me already? And in that way?"
"You said I might go, sir."
"But not without taking leave. Not without a word or two of acknowledgement and goodwill. Not, in short, in that brief, dry fashion. Why, you've saved my life, snatched me from a horrible and excruciating death, and you walk past me as if we were mutual strangers. At least shake hands."
He held out his hand. I gave him mine. He took it first in one, then in both his own.
"You have saved my life. I have a pleasure in owing you so immense a debt. I cannot say more. Nothing else that has being would have been tolerable to me in the character of creditor for such an obligation. But you, it is different. I feel your benefit no burden, Jane."
He paused, gazed at me. Words almost visible trembled on his lips, but his voice was checked. "Good night again, sir. There is no debt, benefit, burden, obligation in the case."
"I knew," he continued, "you would do me good in some way, at some time. I saw it in your eyes when I first beheld you. Their expression and smile did not..."
Again he stopped.
"Did not," he proceeded hastily, "strike delight to my very inmost heart so for nothing.